bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's More Like Radio.
Hey guys, this is Brooke Hogan, and you are listening to morelikeradio.com.
Oh, good evening, everybody.
Hammy, I love you for playing this song.
I love this song. Welcome to a sort of super secret host show.
Hey, said the audio's really low, guys.
Oh, it is? All right, hold on a second.
Stop being a bitch.
We are live on morelikeradio.com. The number to call is 908-854-4228 or Skype Brainstew Radio. I am Hammy, and of course, joining me tonight is Mr. Royce Lopez from Hippo Juice.
First off, my name is Royce Danger Zone Lopez.
Boom.
We have Cornax from the Nerd Hour.
Hi.
And we have Punchy, co-host of Brain Stew with me, as well as host of Nerd Hour and every other show on More Like Radio.
Yes.
And Mr. Drunky Drunk P-Rock from the Red Show.
Last, but sober.
And least.
Totes least.
Oh, tonight we are basically just saying, you know, 16 days later, saying goodbye to 2013 with some of our personal reflections of the previous year. And I just want to say a little bit of technical things. 2013, we had over 13 million total RSS downloads, which is totes awesome. We went from 2012 doing maybe like 20,000 at the highest to now doing over a million a month, which is pretty cool. So thank you guys.
But my favorite stuff is all the rockin' guests all the shows have had and the press we've gotten over the year. With Gary's The Shoot getting some press on the blogosphere. And, well, I mean, you know, let's face it, Red came onto the station with a bang by getting some negative, but still press.
Press is press, yes.
Press is press, you know? And I don't believe that all press is good press, because if you fuck a kid, that's bad press. You're not going to spin that. You're not spinning that. But no, but the Red Show came on.
People like you.
So we're doing totes super good right now, guys.
You know what else was a great part of 2013? Was MLR Live.
Yeah, it's funny you mention that, Punchy, because, you know, MLR Live had its way more ups and downs. I mean, there's the technical problems that we had there, but
he almost fist fighting the owner of the place. I mean, that kind of stuff.
Well, you also proposed to Marie there, and I have the clip right here. Of probably the best memorable moment of the show, at least besides Joe Conte killing and me bombing. But here's a clip of Royce proposing to Marie.
All right, well, I wanted to do something fun here for my long, long 8-year girlfriend here, Marie.
Okay.
I wanted to ask her if she would be... would make us the biggest super couple in internet radio.
Yes.
And that big wedding is in, like, what, 3 weeks now? Sort of, like the first or second week in February.
You know, the funny
4 days away.
See, Marie knows exactly how many days. Do you have a little clock on your phone also counting down to the exact moment?
Actually, sorry, 23 days away. And it's on our wedding website. That's what I know.
She doesn't shut up about it.
You can still say no, Marie. It's not too late.
Oh, my. No. How about me? Can I say it?
Marie can still run away.
Yeah.
Hashtag ditch Royce.
Hashtag tracking chick. Hashtag kill her.
This was supposed to be sort of a... mock awards show or whatever, and really we're not going to top the segment of the year, which was Joe Coletta prank calling Blog Talk radio shows, and we're going to play a little clip of that later on. But
I love it.
we're not gonna. No clip this year is gonna beat that piece of audio.
And
so
anyone can even argue. No show should argue that. No, Joe Coletta absolutely stole 2013 clip of the year.
Which means this just became not a best of clip show, just a clip show.
Yeah, yes. This pretty much is just a reflection that.
Like, but what we have to do is we have to set it up like they do in TV shows. We'll be like, hey, remember that time that blah, 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 blah? And then we'll go, and then we'll play it.
I do have some clips in it we're going to play. But also the MLR live event, because I do handle the RSS feed and I check all the wonderful numbers this fine station does. The live event officially has over 90,000 streams and downloads.
Woo!
Jesus. And the show of the year, which has the most combined downloads, streams, views, whatever on the feed, is The Shoot when they interviewed the former WWE writer.
Of
that got
course.
That
I
got so much
that.
Traffic. So congratulations to Gary and Chris of The Shoot.
I could have called that because there's one thing I gotta tell you about wrestling fans. They are insane. Yep. And once it gets on those blogs, and that thing was circulated on a bunch of blogs.
It was circulated on every single major wrestling site.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew that one was just going to blow up. That was a really good interview. A really good get, too. I mean, talk about another show just coming on and just bursting out one of their first shows here. It's crazy. It really is.
What were some of your other favorites? Because you said earlier we had a bunch of celebrity guest interviews. Mm. I know Hippo Juice, just the other day, you interviewed Super Director Phil Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice. It better than Baywatch producers.
Well, I mean, guys, you know, it's like comparing apples to Baywatch producers.
And we have super producer Mitch from Dutch and Royce on Skype as well.
I
Hello,
believe
Mitch.
The correct term is groomsman Mitch.
Excuse me. It's Mixmaster groomsman Mitch. Yeah, because we're having some people that are having some money issues. I've had to make some swap outs in the groomsman department. And
the B team is coming up. Here we go.
That's right. Listen, that's why we have you guys practice all year. That's why. You never know when we're going to need you. So I asked, first I asked Dutch, obviously, because there is a hierarchy. But Dutch, like the piece of shit that he is not getting until the day of the wedding. So I actually needed someone reliable, so I went for Mitch. And
well, the only reason I'm reliable is because Sherry's coming with, let's be honest.
Once again, that's why I asked Mitch. Because I knew Sherry, because she's already made it clear that she's not going to allow you to spend only 36 minutes this time. So we're shooting for 50. And on top of that, Mitch is going to say yes because he gets free food and booze. I mean, what's he going to say? No.
Well,
you had him at booze.
Dutch and Mitch as one and two. Are you not doing the Marge shot? You don't have a no facial hair policy? You're good with that?
I don't care, BC, because my wedding is going to be totes cash, as the kids say. We're wearing linen pants.
Can I get the red ones?
We're wearing linen pants, fucking...
Why get like the salmon red colored ones?
Yeah. So he is going to actually look like a Cuban hitman with his beard. And I'm glad his other beard, Sherry, is coming too. He's gay.
Oh, that's going to be the most fun time of the year, I think.
I'm excited. I don't give a fuck about the getting married part. No offense, Marie. But
Jesus.
Us hanging out, it's going to be great. Oh, by the way, also something that I would like to announce in this Totes Super Secret Show, since we talked about the live event, I'll segue to this. We are planning the next live event.
Yes.
It is happening, and we can only say a couple things. We're looking at summer, and we're looking at beach theme, all right? That's what we're looking at.
Ooh, is there going to be another marriage proposal? Hammy, are you going to propose?
He's already – no, he already did.
Oh.
Why would he?
Punchy, are you going to propose?
To the air? I don't know. Yeah.
To air?
I'll get divorced on the air.
Mitch should propose to Sherry.
Yeah, Mitch.
Mitch, you dug yourself your own hole,
okay.
Shithead.
Everyone who follows any of us on Facebook or Twitter knows that Mitch and Sherry and
Our
Royce
rapists,
and I have a competition going in pretty much everything in life.
To see who can be the worst, most annoying couple ever.
Yes.
So we're like coupling off. We've been doing this for a long time. Mitch started out with a little wooden doll, and Sherry got a wooden doll. So then we had to get wooden dolls, but now we have three, and you guys have like two.
No, we have three.
Oh, okay. Never mind. And and then of course you guys did the cutout of our faces, and cut out the eyes and put them on little stick figures so that you could like make fun of us. Don't worry, we haven't forgotten that one.
We're working on something. We're just trying to figure out how to properly put a face on a wooden doll.
Oh, and then there was the whole Mitch and Sherry Christmas cards where it was Merry Christmas, bitches.
I was just about to say that the Christmas cards from you and Royce this year and Mitch and Sherry were hysterical.
Hand-drawn, my friend. That's how we roll. Hand-drawn.
Royce hand-drew a penis ejaculating with crayons. Yep. And Mitch and Sherry had a very nice professional-looking card, but it said, Happy, Merry, insert politically correct holiday thingy or whatever it said. It was very funny.
It was fucking perfect. Then he goes, in the inside, maybe like, just kidding. Have Merry Christmas, bitches.
And a stupid party picture of them and stupid hats.
Yeah.
To be completely honest, I felt like mine was the funniest. I just chose not to share it with anyone and put it out there.
Oh, really? What was yours?
The one I got?
Him passed
it
out.
It was just a black card, and it's what he sees every night after
got it.
He does a show.
No, it was actually a pink slip that said, last warning, asshole.
And on the back, it said, cut the feed, Hammy.
All in crayon, so it was the same theme. It worked.
It's not bad. And you call it a Christmas card. I call it your termination. What else?
The front of the card is his forehead with imprints of knobs from a board.
If he can't remember where his levels were set, he just looks in the mirror.
Yeah, you fucking burned your forehead.
No, enough. He upgraded to an Elise's forehead.
Oh, good. That's nice.
So on Hippo Juice this past week, Dutch finally presented the botch list, and I haven't heard it yet, but did he include the hypotenuse botch?
The hypotenuse? No, we did not include the hypotenuse.
Oh, well, that's good because I have it right here.
Fuck!
I love you, Hammy.
Hey, Hammy.
So, from Dutch and Royce, this is about 3 minutes, so if you want to refill your beverages, here is Royce botching hypothesis, but instead of saying hypothesis, he says hypotenuse, and yeah, of course...
But I think I covered it. I think I saved it. I think I'm so funny that I saved it. Watch, guys. Totes watch.
Good about herself so that she would be attracted to and inviting of love, and this guy is just being like, dude, you're the wrong one. You're forgetting about love.
Hold on, let me try and figure out why Royce is playing this.
Because I had a theory, Dutch. Sorry, I had a hypotenuse here. I believe
hypotenuse.
Hypothesis.
No, I meant hypotenuse, and I also meant Pythagorean theorem.
Hold on.
Drop the theorem.
Pause.
Yeah.
Did you actually say the word hypotenuse?
No, I did not.
For a second?
No, I did not, sir.
He did.
I did not,
I heard
sir.
Hypotenuse.
He did.
I hypotenused it up myself.
Because hypothesis has 14 more consonants in it.
I have hypothermia.
Why do you do this to yourself?
You do it to yourself, sir.
Mitch, can we hear that back, please?
Can we not, though?
Yep, let me just find it. I think
I thought he was.
I
thought he was being silly.
I'm mad at you
Were
right
you
now
being serious?
Hypotenuse is what I meant to say.
No, that's still the wrong one.
That's not the right word.
Hypochondriac is the word I meant to say.
That doesn't
Hialeah Gardens is the word I meant to say. Hyena. I meant to say hyena. Final answer.
Hold on. Please, before he pulls this up, could you please explain why you said the word hypotenuse? Fox was Alex P. Keaton. When I met you, I said my name is
Rich. You look like a girl from Abercrombie and Fitch. New kids Royce, you can't play your way out of it.
I can play my way out of anything.
Come on, man. I've taken my beat.
Oh,
so,
no. Hold on. I got it.
You got it. Here we go.
I don't want to hear it.
Just plug this in. It's this time.
I had a theory, Dutch. Sorry, I had a hypotenuse here.
You put it that way, it makes you sound dumb.
But if you were to listen to it not with objective ears, maybe you wouldn't look stupid.
See, the thing is, I thought he was being like clever. I thought he was doing like a clever thing, like where he knew he was saying
I was.
Wrong.
I was being
he was
meta.
Saying it wrong.
But like you weren't.
Right.
You weren't.
I was.
Because when we started saying hypothesis.
I don't want to hear it.
Because when we started correcting you, you gave it away when you asked, well, wait, what did I say? When you said, what did I say?
When you fuck up,
More like red.
Oops.
When you fuck up, dude, you just have to just go, yeah.
I like it. I don't like it.
Western Echo said, I have a hypotenuse about how Royce graduated kindergarten.
I don't like this. I feel like I'm being picked on, and I don't believe it's fair.
I need that as a drop immediately, by the way, Mitch.
I think that you guys are being meanie heads.
Holy shit. From now on, I rarely ever use the word hypotenuse.
I don't like it.
I want to use hypotenuse.
And
I'm just going to use that from now on.
I thought we were friends, guys. I guess we're not.
All right. Back live here.
I can't. I'm embarrassed. I'm sorry.
Can I back out of your being a groomsman?
I'm sorry. Can I back out of the wedding too? I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, I have a hypotenuse that this wedding's going to go over well.
All right, there's no need to put right triangles in the fucking chat room, assholes. I know, I got it. I fucked up. I hate you guys so much. You suck.
See, if they Royce is almost never in the barrel when he does.
Oh, I hate this. He gets so angry. I feel so awkward right now.
Royce in the barrel is like Brock Lesnar taking a punch.
I hate this. I don't feel good.
Oh, Brock Lesnar takes a punch and goes, fuck you guys, I'm going back to WWE.
Yeah, so who's next, huh, guys? Am I right? I'm a fucking idiot. I am a moron.
I believe that was clean, too, so if anyone wants to save that.
Oh, dude, more than breathing. It's already saved on my hard drive.
I hate all of you. You guys are just, it's just like, you know.
I love you, Royce.
Why didn't you say that out loud, Jason? It's very funny.
Well, I didn't want to wreck it. I know Royce just wanted to talk about biology on the show. I don't know why you're giving him a hard time.
Thank you.
See, yeah, but in the chat, you typed hypotajuice.
Okay, guys are tricks. See, he was helping me. I see what you're doing, you fucking two-faced bastard. You're helping me in the on air, but when I look in the chat, I just read it. That's not help. That hurts. That hurts me because I have feelings, and I don't numb it with pills, sir.
That's Footer, not P-Rock.
Oh, you're right. Well, one of you two. Whichever one of you.
Both of them have problems, let's be honest.
Fact.
You call it problems, I call it hilarity.
Unlike some certain shows that only interview Baywatch producers, we interviewed a bunch of people this year on More Like Radio. I think my personal favorite, not to toot Brainsu's own horn, was Mr. Jack Conti. That was a fantastic 47 minute interview. What were some of your favorites?
Joe Conti.
Mitch Heil last night on the Red.
Ooh, how'd you get him?
It was tough.
It was a tough get, huh?
He sent him a case of Guinness.
Yeah.
Listening to Joe go back and forth with Kendra Lust on Brain Stew.
True.
Yeah,
Kendra Lust was a really good interview.
I like that astronaut porn girl. She was funny.
You know what? Despite Joe trying to make it racist, which, by the way, very funny.
I thought that was very funny, too.
I give her credit for rolling with it and not, like, freaking out and acting like a cunt about it.
Dude, she absolutely, at the end, and I even said it on air, she turned me around. Because, trust me, I went into it with venom. Like, we're going to murder her. We were already discussing good cop, bad cop off air. I'm telling you, we were just ready. And then she was just so good-natured about the horrible things that were being said. And they were more racist than they should have been. And for someone who's being an astronaut, I guess. And she just took it well. And I said, you know, you really turned me around. Because she was very funny and she did not get offended. But I guess it's hard to get offended when you've had seven dicks at you at the same time.
Yeah. It was just once, though.
I think Joe.
Who are we talking about now?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what was great? Getting to be on the same interview panel for Kane of WWE.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Comic-Con. We got a lot of the liners that you hear on More Like Radio. That was from our working Comic-Con. That was a fantastic event. We networked with a lot of people there. And because of that, I believe you interviewed someone from FX because of Punchy's connection.
Punchy has been on fucking fire, by the way. Yeah, we interviewed Chris Parnell a couple weeks ago because, and by the way, I threw it out. I'll tell you what happened. I threw it out there, and Punchy could attest to this, just as a fucking Hail Mary. He goes, well, who would you want from Archer? And I said a couple people, And I go, you know, I know these are long shots. If you can, I get it. I had no expectations of them coming through. And all of a sudden, he's like, okay, book for Wednesday. I'm like, what? Chris Parnell, like Dewey Cox's bassist, Chris Parnell, like that guy. Like Lazy Sunday.
Punchy's been on fire. I thought sure it was DDP yoga. What the fuck?
That's true. His core, that's what it is.
Oh.
Well, MLR did drop a lot of weight with Live from the Morgue and other shitty shows, and Punchy dropped a lot of weight, too.
Man, Royce and I are both dropping weight here. Catch up, Hammy.
Boom. Yeah, we're fucking burning the fat. But, you know, whatevs. I mean, you know, the problem is that, yeah, I'm fucking hilarious. Everyone knows that. But now when I'm attractive, I'll be a double threat, and that's what you guys are scared of. Don't hate.
Dual threat.
Don't be jelly.
I have a hypotenuse. You're getting a serious toot. All right.
See, now I feel bad again. Second. And you guys. Just you know what you are. I'm a part of my French, but you're just not a nice person. Okay. I'm sorry, but you're not a nice person.
Royce is like Al Pacino in The Godfather 3. Just when he thought he was out, he's right back in.
Fucking Punchy. You fucking Robert De Niro and analyze that. Because you're terrible.
Oh, jeez. Hurtful.
Hey, listen to Hypotenuse every Wednesday.
We should move on. Sorry, I apologize.
Well, speaking of running gags with Hypotenuse and was and were, we have a lot of running gags on More Like Radio and a lot of inside jokes. One of my favorites from this past year was Where Do I Stand? And you,
Where do I stand?
Royce, do you want to explain what this was?
Okay, I was at Ryan's wedding and it was very disorganized, and he said it was just very disorganized, and so we're there and standing next to us is Ryan's stepdaughter and she's cute wearing her Disney princess dress, 6 years old, but she kept saying, Leo's walking up, Where do I stand? And I'm like, it's right there. There's fine. Where do I stand? Right. It's right there is perfect. Where do I stand? We're outside. Does it matter? But anyway, that's pretty much the setup.
So I have the follow up to that from Dutch and Royce earlier this year. And that turned into, with anything with More Like Radio, it turned into a month long. Let's beat this thing until it's dead and then beat it some more. And it's still a running gag between all of us on the station. So here we go from Dutch and Royce. Here is Where Do I Stand?
All okay, now in the photos, though, where did you have to stand?
Well, we were just on the beach. We just picked a spot. We were probably about 6 to 10 feet behind them.
But did you know where you had to stand?
Well, we knew. We knew where we needed to stand. However,
Someone else didn't know where to stand?
The six-year-old, the little adorable six-year-old daughter of the mom.
She knew where to stand.
She did not.
Where I stand.
Oh, she didn't know where to stand.
She didn't know where she should stand.
Where I stand.
And,
where I stand.
And, you know, it was a long beach.
Where is that?
It was a really long beach, and Leah had to walk the whole beach.
There's a lot of standing space in a long beach, right?
Yes, and Leah, you know, had a long walk, and they were just getting anxious about, you know, where they should stand.
Where do I stand?
And so the little girl wasn't getting the answer that she needed.
It's fine.
I mean, she asked the mother and the father and Ryan. And the brother, possibly
the baby.
Wait, so the
father
the
of the daughter of that's not Ryan's was there?
Where's Stan?
Ryan's wife's dad was there. He was actually performing the
erections.
Ceremony.
Oh, okay.
He performed.
Now, were the fathers or the father of
Ryan's
kids there?
No.
No.
I know what he meant, and no.
So, needless to say, Where Do I Stand became the question of the entire weekend.
Mitch.
And, of course, we told Mitch 10 minutes before the show, and he's already begun memes.
Actually, Sherry did those.
Okay, Sherry did them. And to explain why it's Beauty and the Beast style, Where Do I Stand? The little girl wanted to wear her Belle Disney outfit.
I stand where I stand. Let your service be the same.
back live. Back live. Oh my God, yes. So
this is why I hate children.
And you know what, honestly, and as soon as I started playing the clip, Sherry just posts all the "Where Do I Stand" memes in the chat.
Yep.
Room.
There is a lot of them. We were actually over the Christmas, we were going, you know, we were in a mall or something shopping, and we just went into some store and we saw a Belle doll. I don't know if it was a doll or a sculpture or whatever it was, but I know Sherry took a picture of it and sent it to Marie just saying, "Where do I stand?" And this was months later.
You know. Marie showed it to me and I was laughing like an idiot.
And by the way, people are asking, yes, that's a picture of Ryan's wife, the one who's on the right. Follow their show. I just put the Twitter in there. They're the newest show to MLR, by the way. Trust us, we're hot. It's at MLR_TUWH. Apparently, Ryan made it because he's an idiot. Way to make it catchy, shitbag. At MLR_TUWH, if you want to hear their show. They're attractive. That's enough of a reason. Instead of listening to us fat asses.
That sounds too complicated to type in.
It is. It's just, I'll just copy the link. That way, I'm going to make life easy for people. Here. Boom. Boom.
Oh, my God. And couple other things here. Punchy, you have gone from being sort of a brain stew only host to hosting every other show on this station.
Except brain stew.
We actually have a caller. Hey, caller, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, man? It's Will from Tattoos and Touchdowns. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How's everything?
Can't complain. What's going on?
Nothing. Just wanted to call in and see what was going on with everybody.
We're pretty much just being lazy and talking about our favorite moments from 2013. Another fine addition to More Like Radio is Tattoos and Touchdowns. If you don't know anything about football, listen to them. What got you guys to want to start Tattoos and Touchdowns? Like, what was the whole concept?
Well, actually, Chris had started it before I even met him, actually. I was doing another show with somebody else. We had invited him on as a football expert for a draft show we were having. And Chris and I kind of had a instantaneous, I guess you could say, we just hit it off right. And we were trying to convince him to start doing Tattoos and Touchdowns again because he was on a hiatus, and then finally we convinced him to do it. He's like, "I'm not doing it alone. I need somebody to do it with me." And I said, "Well, let's go." And that's pretty much it. We just kind of took off from there. We started off as a podcast, moved on to another network, which we weren't very happy with, and then we took the opportunity to join up with you guys, and thankfully you guys picked us up.
Isn't that basically the seed of every show out there? That's kind of the trail.
For the past couple months, yeah. It's been
We were on this other network and they were dickbags, and so now we joined More Like Radio. And we like it. By the way, do you guys ever talk about bocce ball? Because I need a show to keep me informed.
About bocce ball. No, but you know, there is an off season of football, so maybe when the Olympics come around we can look into that for you.
Wait, but what about the XFL? Is that canceled? Because I was a big Orlando Predators fan.
Wow, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I know, me too.
The Enforcers almost made it to the playoffs. Almost.
So what's going to happen when football's over? What are you guys going to... because you guys focus a lot about football. So what's the plan for when the Super Bowl's over?
Well, you know, I mean, the show is called Tattoos and Touchdowns, and we focus so much on the touchdowns during the football season because that's really what we wanted the show to be about. But we're going to kind of go more into a general talk format, talk about more pop culture stuff, make that like the tattoos portion of it. And the one thing about the NFL is there's always some NFL news going on. Usually during the off season, it's, you know, which player's getting arrested or... And then there's always the free agent signings and things like that. So that we'll be able to focus a little bit on football, but I think for more of the off season, we'll probably be focusing on some pop culture stuff and show our diversity.
Good shit, man.
I hope so. I hope so. We're trying not to disappoint you guys.
Oh no, that's fine. You do just fine. Downloads.
Oh, that's perfect.
You can listen to Tattoos and Touchdowns and. Their football knowledge every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon right here on More Like Radio.
Right before the Sully show?
Well, you can listen. Yeah, who's Sully?
Oh, I don't know. He's some guy that comes on after me, apparently.
Hey, guys, do you know he's writing a Star Trek fan cartoon?
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Thanks a lot, Will, for calling, man.
I'm sure it's good.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Later. Yeah, if there's one thing that us at More Like Radio don't do well is...
nice. Read.
Well, okay. We're not that nice people.
Yeah. No,
our way of saying congratulations and being like genuine with someone is making fun of them even more. I mean, Punchy, for example, has lost a crap load of weight and... all of us are very happy for Punchy for losing weight. And
what again?
And every single photo that Punchy posts, we're like, oh, you fucking hipster.
We are assholes. We are, and I will be the first one to say too, for no reason. We're all proud of him. We really are. If we're gonna hashtag real talk, we're all proud of him, but we just can't. There's just this something, a flaw in our personalities that will not let us be nice. It's just like, way to lose weight. What do you have, AIDS? Like, we just can't. We just can't.
No, not to be nice publicly.
Of course. Yeah, privately, whatever. But publicly, fuck that shit. What am I, a queer? What am I, sort of homo? No, I'm not a homo. So, yeah, we lose weight, homo.
I lost weight and gained shows.
Yeah, there you go. Good for you.
Most of them happened by accident. Like, the 360 and 420 I did, like, started doing because... some of the hosts weren't able to do the show, and then I'm on there for full time now. Same with Markout Radio. Same with the Sully Show.
Mm. Sully Maritime, before you join the Red Show. And speaking of the Red Show, I have another clip here from the Red. P-Rock, all this says is YouTube. What is this clip about?
Is YouTube?
Well, this was essentially built for, there was sort of a call out, I don't know, back in the summer for some clips to put up on the YouTube, so I named it that. But what it is, it's us being, I don't know, anti-gay, anti-Semitic about the Houston mayor situation. It's kind of funny.
And, well, I'm glad you say it. Can Footer back that up for you? Footer's on Skype right now as well. Footer, what's going on, dude?
Yo, what's up, everybody? I'm not backing him up as far as saying it's funny, because that would give us some sort of expectations. So... I'm just gonna say, you can listen to it.
now that Footer's on here, I have to say, you know how weird it is saying that Footer is the responsible one on the Red Show.
I think that every day. Believe me, I look at myself in the mirror and see what a mess I am, and then I listen back to a prior show. I go, you know what? Meh, not so bad. What's the big deal? Percocet addiction? Meh.
I'm not as bad as the other guy.
I pull off at least an hour on Wednesdays, don't I?
I was on fucking time. 39 minutes in, boom. Let's play the clip. You know, I did get a little piece of when we were out. This is UFO night. I did get a little piece of propaganda handed to me by a teenage girl. You know, kind of like handing out like the fucking Hare Krishnas handing out their shit at the airport.
Yeah. There was a folded up note when you opened it up and said, "Leave me alone, you old weirdo, or I'm going to call the police. This is your only warning."
You old weirdo.
It was from your son.
Okay, maybe it was my son and not a teen girl. The point is.
The one from his teen son was a flyer for fucking AA.
I get this piece of...
That was good.
They just keep coming, folks.
Wait, that was a great one.
That was a really good one, but it didn't get the credit it deserved.
All right, Jason, hold on. What do you got there? Let me see. What is that? It looks like, oh my God,
it was a Jesus cartoon trifold, but the point is, at the very end of this Jesus propaganda cartoon handout I got from this young teen girl, the very last page has a lineup, like a police lineup of Hitler, a KKK guy, and Saddam Hussein. Yes.
That was his Christmas card.
Yeah, exactly. I'd have to read through this whole thing.
Love the Punch-ems.
I'd have to read through this whole thing, which I'm definitely not going to do because it's like a cartoon comic book structure. You really got to see the pictures to make sense.
But why not? We really don't, there's not going to be anything else entertaining going on.
Yeah, that's a fair statement. I'm not going to do it, though, because, again, but I just thought it was funny. I did get this little handout thing. It's been a long time since I was handed any kind of religious nonsense.
You're in Texas, so I'm surprised it hasn't
doesn't happen every day.
Yeah, I mean, we got a fucking dyke mayor. I mean, Houston's a weird place, man. It really is. It's very progressive. I mean, for you know, Texas, it's a very progressive city. It's very hip. Dyke mayor, all that shit.
But is it fair? I think it's fair.
It's progressive for Texas. It has one water.
One watering hole. we allow them to share it.
Yes.
You can tell it's progressive. T-Rock said the word handout and didn't swipe black people once.
Yes. They pass by us.
They can order the same pies in the diner as the whites.
No, we don't boo them as they walk by us going to their own theater.
Yeah, it's not illegal for them to be out after dark.
Yeah. And that's only used to become a problem because we would hit them with their vehicles because we couldn't see them.
Yes.
That old gag. The fucking propaganda in Texas, I don't understand how every day there's not somebody like Bible thumping. And you saying progressive, it's only progressive city because like they're allowing it. Like that's what allows them to not be like, you know, over the top. Like that's the only like thing that they are. Everything else is very conservative.
Well, yes,
I'm asking more than telling.
And the Dyke mayor is she's a moderate conservative, but she is a conservative. I mean, I'm not going to go crazy. But the mayor prior to her was a black guy, a two-term black guy. So again, Houston, Texas, you wouldn't think you've got a two-term black guy followed up by a lesbian. So that's what I say when Houston is a rather progressive city in Texas.
Can you imagine the you know, like when you're first receiving the first flyer on like that ticket, like who to vote for? You're looking down, everybody just look at their wife and went, look at their wife, threw their hands up. Great.
Yeah, when the acceptance speech came around, everyone's like, oh my God.
You're like, oh Jesus Christ.
Fuck.
Unbelievable. Really?
I'm tired of hearing Hootie and Melissa Etheridge on every fucking promo.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. What do you want to do? This is unbelievable. The Lilith Fair has been in Houston 18 times this month. It's insane. Okay? If she pipes the Indigo Girls through the stadium one more time, I won't have it.
Whoa, Western Echo in Chad. Dykes and niggers. Yeah, it's a progressive town.
Whoa. I think we were dancing around that, my friend, very, very eloquently and witty.
No. When you're quoting chat, it's okay, and it's acceptable on the airwaves. Okay, as long as you're quoting a chat room.
Boards,
oh, you know what? JDK is correcting me in chat. There was a white mayor before. It was a black guy before the white guy. There was a white guy buffer there, so I guess we had a little peek in a valley.
Yeah, oh,
yeah,
great.
Mayor Bill White, in fact.
What?
Bill Mayor White was Bill? His name.
Just Bill?
Yeah, is Bill. Well, look, when you go from years of a black mayor, they want Bill fucking White.
Oh, is that real? Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's perfect. He really he just went. They just looked around. They were like, they just looked through the yellow page and threw a dart during the whole white section, and we're like,
that guy's
mayor. Care. Yeah.
Wednesday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. The Red Show right here on More Like Radio, back live. And I'm not supposed to be a little biased as far as my favorite shows here, but The Red Show is
not one of them.
Yes, correct. Not one of them. Hey. No, in all seriousness, I think we added a lot of talent to this fine roster at More Like Radio. I think The Red Show is one of the biggest add-ons that this station has had, because the chat room flies every week. The numbers are fantastic on downloads, and Footer and P-Rock are hysterical, and Tex Punchem is a piece of shit, but we love him anyway. So The Red Show, fantastic.
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. This is Footer. I agree.
Footer, a.k.a. Merch 2.0. Oh, you know, we could call you Merch, then, because Merch no longer is a part of the station. At least when
Merch.
Okay, wait. First of all, no. If I don't surpass Merch by now, think about this. Okay? You hear from him maybe like, what, like once every 6 months on Twitter, and all of a sudden it's like, fuck Panera Bread. $10 for this fucking a bread bowl. I got soup and Panera Bread. Fuck Panera Bread. That's the tweets he's given out. Jesus Christ.
It's worse is Facebook.
You know what I'll tell you? If you're on Suicide Watch, don't let him read Mersh's feet. Jesus fucking Christ.
Winky face feeling excited.
Yeah, no, now forget that. Forget even that. Forget that. It's like, oh, my life is a whirlwind of pain. Shut up.
Whirlwind.
Never.
Can I get occasion? He's
about to lose it if I don't smoke soon. Been over a week. Ugh.
We do have a caller on Skype. Hello, what's going on, guys?
Hey, good evening, everybody. It's Gary from the Shoot. How you guys doing tonight?
Hi, Gary from the Shoot. Are you wearing clothes?
Yes, I am. Good question. And yes, I am.
Why are you calling if you're wearing clothes?
Oh, man, I just woke up, and I'm just now catching the show.
You'll be happy to know that I said in the very beginning of the show that the MLR live event was the most downloaded show on the RSS feed for the year. And coming in next position there is your show when you interviewed the former WWE writer.
No shit.
Most downloaded show on the feed next to the live event.
Yep.
God damn, so, that is awesome. That
so
is
congratulations,
awesome. Look, I just
dude.
Wanted to, you know, we're being reflective. You know, you want to talk about 2013. And, you know, when I brought the show back in January, I thought to myself, well, maybe it's going to take a few months to get this thing back on track. Maybe it's going to take a year. I don't know. But I'm just happy to say that we found a home with More Like Radio. And I'm happy to say that, you know, within 9 months, we figured out, you know, our direction. And I just wanted to thank everybody, you know, at More Like Radio for giving us a home. We're very thankful for it. And I think 2014 looks really great.
Well, Jesus Christ, dude, you're going to come. You should build a studio and get fucking Mike. What are you doing calling in?
And not only that, the fact that you may have had the most downloads for that one show, the second you tweeted out those pictures that you tweeted out, you lost More Like Radio 6,000 listeners. So I think it's a fucking wash.
That's fine. I'll take it. That's fine. You know what? You know, I had one drunk show. People had a lot of fun. But you know what? We always have quality drunk entertainment to look forward to every Wednesday night from 9 to 11 on the Red Show. I love it.
Boom.
I love it.
Or from 9 to whenever from 9 to whenever Hammy changes the password.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, we should no longer
or secret shows on Monday. Hey.
Yeah, there
you go. All right, guys. Well, I just wanted to say hello and you know, have a good rest of the show, and I will talk to you guys on Sunday.
And when can they listen to the Shoot, Gary?
Every Sunday from 4 to 6. And this Sunday, tune in former TNA play-by-play guy Todd Kennelly live on the program.
Boom.
Boom. See you guys later.
See you later, sir.
Damn, Hammy's a nice guy. I'd never let that happen.
Call in, promote, leave. There you go.
Oh, well, as soon as he went in to start thanking you, I'm like, oh my god, if P-Rock had the button right now, he would be so gone.
It's not even that. The reason Gary, he's not a great promoter, it's just his hungry man finishing the microwave, so he had to go get it.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what? I don't like the fact that you guys keep talking shit about the Shoot footer. That's fucking
yeah, well, why don't you go get a Capri Sun and shut up? And I like Gary. I'm just being mean for no reason.
Yeah, we all like Gary.
Love Gary.
Maybe you guys could take one or two sound bites and make horrible rap remixes on it. Am I right?
What? Oh, shit.
Am I the only one that knows that? No, they're doing good. Okay, so we only have 10 minutes left. What is your favorite moment of 2013 on More Like Radio? If you have to pick one favorite, personal favorite.
Man.
Jesus, fucking put him on the spot.
Silent because there's too many.
It's so many. I would say my favorite moment, I don't know, man. I think maybe Joe Coletta's prank call still. It was mine.
Yeah, pretty strong.
I know that's the main one, but that to me was my favorite.
I think as a whole for the station, the greatest thing about this year for you guys was just solidifying yourselves as the number one internet radio station. I mean, think about it. By far, no one's talking about other stations. No one gives a fuck about other stations.
To be fair,
it shut down.
They're all shut down. So
family of gangsters. Family of gangsters. Boom.
You know what, guys? I think every show does good, and there's no bad shows. And also, it's hard to choose a good one or a bad one.
I fucking hate you so much. You and your stupid face.
Johnny English in a chat room is saying the takeover of a certain station, not named The Mix, is his favorite.
Hey, remember when we were fighting Johnny?
Mitch, that's so 2012.
Oh, that's okay. 2008.
Yeah, I think Johnny named my personal favorite moment too when Brain Stew hijacked The Mix's feed from thanks to a listener.
Hold on. I'm just kicking my dick pic to somebody. That way I'll have someone going to have something against me for the rest of my life.
Oh, and we have the newest member of the More Like Radio family, the lovely Halls in Seattle, now on Skype with us. What's going on, Halls?
Boom. Hi, I just wanted to call and say hi and say that I'm really excited about this year because it's going to be awesome with It's All About Me on Saturdays at noon.
Boom.
Boom. So, hi, guys, and thank you very much, and I have to thank Footer, even though he won't take any credit for it. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be doing this. And it's like the greatest thing ever. I love it. And I'm so excited to be on More Like Radio now with you guys. And so is Andy. Even though he's the quieter of the two of us, he's very excited.
Well, I'm proud of you, Halls.
Wait, Halls is saying that Footer's not going to take credit for something? In what alternate universe?
When Footer, no, listen to me. No, there's one thing I have to say. When Footer goes into his little science lab, okay, believe me, it's a very secretive little lab. So I have plenty that I try to fucking
please,
push.
If Footer gets any sort of not known band like heavily played everywhere, he'll just stand up and be like, yeah, that's me, motherfuckers.
I can't hear Footer in lab without meth in front of it.
Let's get through a Red Show without Footer mentioning he used to work with Fred Durst.
Who? I'm sorry. Did you want a story? I just heard something about Footer and Fred Durst. There's just one time, right? We're just palling around.
Durst, is that Pauly Shore's best friend? That Fred Durst?
We're just palling around. You know, me, Pauly Shore, Fred, hanging out.
Just chilling.
You know? Just chilling.
You know, just wearing backwards Yankee caps.
I was just saying a couple of B-boys. You know, doing our thing.
Kicking it. Wearing some Jinkos.
Throwing up tags. You know, hanging.
Having one black guy in the song to make us have street cred. Whatevs.
Whatevs. Oh, Jesus Christ. I stink. Wow.
Nah, bro. You know what, though? The one good thing about Footer, he keeps rolling.
Oh, my. Okay.
Hey, careful. He's going to end up breaking stuff, so chill.
Hey, listen, if one thing I could tell you out of this whole experience, I get a lot of nookie. I could play too, folks.
No, you mean you did it all for the nookie.
Right. Oh, damn it. See, why do you have to make it better? I hate you.
Someone to be your father figure.
Okay.
Footer, you know, though, Footer was buddies with Fred Durst. I got to talk about The Wire with Method Man, so I think I won up Fred Durst.
No, you do. You do. Yeah, whatever. Like I said, at the time, he's very relevant and incredible. That's all. Boom.
Who the fuck is rubbing their microphone on their asshole so I can shoot him in their face?
It's Halls. Sorry, Halls.
Sorry, Halls. I got to hang up on you, sweetie. It's All About Me, Saturdays.
Saturdays.
Yeah, Saturdays right here on More Like Radio.
Live from her Bronco.
Windows down.
Another huge addition to More Like Radio. We've added so many shows here. I honestly don't know off the top of my head how many shows we have because we have that many.
I think it's about 30.
31.
31?
Mm-hmm. Same as all the flavors, bro.
Boom.
31. A flavor for everyone, even minorities.
Yeah, more like BaskinRobbins.com. Check us out.
Punchy, we haven't heard from you. What is your favorite moment on More Like Radio this year?
I would say Comic-Con. And to expand on Royce's joke, there's the one flavor for black people. It's on Tuesday nights from 8 to 10. Unsigned hype.
That's right. Fucking unsigned hype. Black guy.
More Like Radio, we do have a black host here somewhere.
Right.
Wait, what?
We meet our affirmative action quotas, my friends.
Breaking news, the Red Show just quit.
I was going to say, I believe we have a specific clause in our contract. We call it the 1940s clause.
No, actually, I changed it to the Santa Claus, where if you die, you turn into Tim Allen.
Oh, God. If he keeps drinking, right? He's going to look like him. Yeah.
Yeah, but on the upside, you'll get good Coke.
I would. With all the money from voicing a toy from a cartoon.
K-
Can I point something out? Footer mentally stopped himself. He was about to say, I get her already.
No, I was. I know, allegedly.
I'm kidding. This isn't Hootering. Boy, I'm messing around.
Yeah, no, that's one.
My show.
Let me literal you on that. It's almost embarrassing. I haven't done coke as an adult ever.
Me neither.
I was a maniac from 17 to 19. And then, like, my friend died, and I'm like, oh, that's the end of that.
No, the difference is Royce is saying he's an adult, so he doesn't do coke, whereas you're saying, no, I haven't done it since becoming an adult.
Yeah, right. No, exactly. He's like, well, no, I do it as an adult now. I just do, like, small pinky lines.
Just, yeah, you know, whatever. No, I don't. I only did actually coke once by mistake, and this is true because it's the first time I smoked pot. I was 14 years old, and the guy, Mexican fucking asshole, gave me a joint, and we were smoking it. But then after I smoked it, I was like, this is not what I heard pot's supposed to make you feel like. It was very hyper, and he goes, "Oh man, I sprinkled a little coke on it." I'm like, "What?
I just smoked the woo,
bro. I wasn't even fucking ready for this."
And that person's name was allegedly Pitbull behind a mall in Miami.
Yeah, and then I said, "Dale," and then he left.
Oh, that's good. I'm taking that.
I'm digging out of here.
But as he walked by, you're like, "God damn, he dresses fine. Guys, get the best tailor. Let's be realistic.
How does he have so much white clothes?"
I don't know.
I would pay if Royce walks down as introduced for the first time as Mr. and Mrs. Royce Lopez. I would die if Royce put on those faggot aviator glasses that he wears and just does his little pit bull shrive down the aisle.
Okay, I'll do it. I don't give a fuck. I really don't care. By the way, you guys don't even know. We have so many surprises. This isn't going to be fucking, oh, fucking lovely music. Well, no, this is going to be fucking Dutch is the DJ. So it's going to go bad at some point.
After about six beers.
Six beers, yeah, right. That's after breakfast for Dutch.
And I heard the Thompson twins are going to be playing at the wedding as well. So you have less to look forward to.
And also the Smuckers brothers. We want an old folk guitar group. No,
all right.
You know, whatever, because we're classy.
That's how you guys roll. Meanwhile, yeah, he's telling you, he's setting you up and wants you on, like, wearing aviators doing a bit. Meanwhile, Marie's sitting there going, oh, really? This is my fucking wedding, you cocksuckers.
And I'm like, yeah, well, you should have expected this. What did you expect?
That's true.
I proposed to you at a live event. What did you think was going to happen? Romance?
And then in between wedding tweets, I saw you talking about lancing your boil on your ass. It was horrific.
It's crazy. I proposed to her in front of half of a ship inside of a sandy wrecked bar. What did she expect? A fucking horse and carriage?
In front of a wrecked boat.
Yeah, seriously.
And Dutch is going to follow up shit. Ecstasy.
Yes.
Marie's looking at the guest list, just expecting the worst at this point.
More like wanting the worst.
I don't care.
We only have a couple minutes left here, so I want to play just a couple of minutes of the gold standard Eddie, of segments right here on More Like Radio. The segment of the year, Mr. Joseph the Hammercock Coletta prank calling a blog talk radio show. Now what happened was, you see, this clip is 40 minutes. I can't just take one little snippet of it because the whole thing's just gold. What happened was we were bored one night, did a secret show, and we decided to call blog talk radio shows that were on the air and harass them. And so one show was a sports show, and just by the luck of timing it right, they were expecting a call from former NFL wide receiver J.J. Burden, and Joe called, and they assumed that Joe calling them was J.J. Burden. So I hope I timed it right where I took it from the show, but here's a little bit of Joe calling the Blog Talk Radio shows.
I do. I'm probably going to be looked down upon after this book comes out, but I felt that, like you were saying, it's better for the truth to be out there because, you know, it's all about the kids, and we don't want the kids seeing this as something to do. In sports, it's not.
When they look up for these athletes too, and they figure, oh, if this is the way he got successful, then this is what's going to work for me, and they don't realize about the ramifications or side effects of what they're doing to their bodies and what their potential long run could end up holding for them as well, and how they could be affecting their future and the longevity of their lives past.
Yes, thank you for reiterating everything I just said. It's amazing. You would think so many people are aware of what steroids do you know, with, of course, the whole male, I don't know how graphic what I could say on this show, but, you know, the myth is true, what it does. I've seen it in the locker room, you know, a bunch of senior tiny cocks running around. It's not a pretty sight. It, you know, you think that in itself would be a deterrent, but it's not. They keep juicing, they keep using, and I'm hoping my book can shed some light on this and prevent this from happening in the future.
That, so it's going to be a really cool story. Very much looking forward to that. Now, with regards to your playing career, when you were at the University of Oregon, as I stated, you were a track star.
I was.
You ended up getting into football. You know, you ended up getting into football at, you know, at, in your, I believe it was junior or senior year.
My junior year.
And then after that, you know, drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs, played with the Pocket NFL. I actually remember watching you on TV with Kansas City, and I remember, you know, you suffered some pretty devastating injuries for a football player. But it seemed like every time you got it, this happened, you always came back a lot stronger, better. But In the end, though, with Atlanta, you could just tell like it was just getting to be too much. Now, how did you cope with that after Atlanta? Because you only played 23. It was only 23 games, and you know from what I understood, the last injury was pretty much like destroyed. Destroyed that broke the camel's back. Mm-hmm. What helped you transition away from the NFL to what you're doing now?
I'll be honest, after all those injuries, as you can imagine, they're very painful. I got hooked on oxycodone, which, as you know, is a very powerful and helpful pill that kills pain, and it helps with all those injuries. And I became addicted, and it's hard to talk about, but it's what got me out of being physical in that realm and putting myself in danger. There was a point where before... my mother told me I had to go to rehab. I don't know about the language on the show, but I was like literally willing to suck dick for heroin because that's the closest thing to oxycodone. Anything to kill the pain, like my joints, my muscles, anything you could think of. I mean, beyond sprained, broken, and just to be able to, and again, I'm so fortunate to have the opportunity to branch out into other aspects to start the organization you mentioned earlier. Not just write the book, but get involved in a local community. And I don't regret anything I did in football. I'm not blaming anyone or anything. But I thought it was time for me to just take a step back and pursue other interests.
Now, when you talk to, you talk about isogenics and...
Not to cut it off mid-sentence, but it goes on like that for at least... I want to say 20 minutes, and in the background you'll hear it in the download. The real JJ Burden on hold was saying, "What? This is not me." And dude, it went on, and then after the call, we all decided to tweet the guy saying, "Wow, you know that's really messed up that you pranked the great JJ Burden like that." And he ended up calling later on the clip, just panicking, apologizing, just like he was so humiliated and distraught, I think is the word I'm looking for. Like he did not, and we all pretended to be people from ESPN saying that you know he's going to be charged with felonies and he was going to get in trouble and lose his license to broadcast. And we destroyed this guy for no good reason other than we were bored. And that the whole almost 45-minute long clip will be included in the podcast. What I'm going to do is take this hour-so-long show, and I'm going to put a bunch of other clips afterward. So we are heading out of here because 360 and 420 should be on right now, and we're stepping over a little bit. So
trying to do my show, man.
Yeah, come on, guys. Try to connect to the feed. Plugs, bullshit, everybody. Man.
Spread show every Wednesday.
Spread show 9 o'clock East every Wednesday right here.
Well, how about Hippo Juice? Fuck you, assholes! How about that?
Okay.
To listen. Not you guys.
Dutch and Royce on Tuesdays.
Brainstorm on Fridays. Wait, no one cares about them.
And also tinyurl.com/winephoto and buy Sherry's photo.
And tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Buy a t-shirt.
Nerd Hour on Saturdays.
Amazon link.
Kittens.
CZW Wrestling.
Warts.
Just trying to plug our sponsors.
That weird back part of the vagina that you feel when you're having sex. I thought we were just plugging random things.
Noodles.
Hey. Afro scene.
Yo, I'm out. Thanks, boys.
Girls. No problem, Foots.
Black hockey players.
The 2013 was amazing. 2014 is probably going to be just as awesome. Guys, thanks for Skyping in and doing a little bit of radio.
It was fun.
All right, 360 on 420 coming up next. Stay tuned. Good night, everybody.
Double Vision.